Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salam and salam be upon the Prophet, his noble and pure family, and his noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. The topic tonight concerning the fundamentals of tafsir, or the principles of tafsir, is related to Al-Qasam, what is referred to in the Quran as Al-Qasam, which means the oath. Al-Qasam, which means the oath in the Quran. First of all, the meaning of Al-Qasam is to affirm something. The meaning of the oath is to affirm something by mentioning someone glorified. By mentioning someone glorified. Now, whether this person glorified deserves the glorification or not, you know, it's still, the definition is correct in the sense that it is affirming something by mentioning someone glorified. So they affirm the matter by this oath, by mentioning someone glorified. Now, what about if the person glorified, or this being glorified, if the one making the oath believes that this person whom he is glorifying deserves this glorifying as Allah deserves it, then this constitutes major shirk. Otherwise, it will be of the minor form of shirk. One thing important to remember is that one should not really resort to too much swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah chapter 5 verse 89, وَحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ وَحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ, which really means do not make too much of them. This is a long verse. And protect your oath, that's the point. This means don't swear much, and protect your oaths. وَحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ, and protect your oaths, which means don't swear much. And if someone is to make an oath, it's preferable that he makes an exclusion. When he makes an oath, he makes an exclusion in order, first, to make his matter easy. Secondly, that to avoid the expiation if he breaks his oath. For example, how to make such an exception, how to make such an exclusion? By saying, for example, Wallahi, by Allah, Insha'Allah, if Allah wills, this is the exclusion now, I will do such and such. I mean, he shouldn't go, Wallahi, I will do such and such. He should go, why? He should go, by Allah, Insha'Allah, I will do such and such. This is, now he presented an exclusion in order to make his matter easy. Second, in case he breaks the oath, there is no kafara, there is no expiation on him. Thirdly, it is prohibited, forbidden to swear by other than Allah, irrespective of the rank, regardless of the rank of this person whom one is magnifying. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever swears by the Lat, and Lat is one of the gods of the pagans, you know, the idols that they took as God, whoever swears by the Lat, فَلْيَقُلْ بَعْدَهَا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, let him say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ right after that. Let him say that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah right after that, in order to negate shirk and save himself from shirk, from falling into shirk, by renewing his tawheed, by renewing his tawheed. It is permissible to make an oath by the attributes of Allah. However, concerning the attributes of the self of Allah, it is permissible to make an oath by the face of Allah. Fifthly, making an oath, it could be regarding something that passed, or something pertaining to the future. As to that which is of the past, there is no expiation on the person, either making a sin, or he is or she is safe concerning the oath and the past, of the past. And now concerning the future, making an oath concerning the future, future matters. And this is of two types: laghu, which is nonsense that goes on the tongue without intention, and therefore there is no expiation for that. Why? Because there was no determination concerning it. Like, for example, a mother saying to her children, by Allah, saying, by Allah, if you do such and such, I will break your bones. There is no determination regarding this. So this is considered from the laghu, the nonsense. And therefore there is no expiation for the oath. So this is the first type. The second type is the determined oath, the determined oath. And in this case, the person is either trying to relate something within himself, and therefore if he breaks, then there is no expiation on him, or that he wants to execute that which is related to the oath, and if it doesn't, then in this case he has to expiate. Now if he makes an oath about a futuristic matter where he thinks that it will take place but it doesn't, then the correct opinion that he does not break his oath, rather he is telling about that which is in himself concerning this matter which he expected to occur. This is an important introduction so that we relate to the issue of the oath regarding its rulings. Another important ruling is that every oath in the Quran, in the oath of the Quran, every oath in the Quran rather, there should be a relationship between that by which one swears and that upon which the oath is made. Now, in the Quran, the tools for the oath are three. In the Quran, the tools for the oath are three. Number one, the article waw, the article in Arabic which is waw, al waw, when it comes in the statement, like the saying of Allah, please listen to the recitation which I will, this is from the Quran. فَوَرَبْ فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ, as in الذاريات, فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ. So this is one of the tools of the oath. الذاريات 23 I think. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ, إنه لحق مثل ما أنكم تنطقون. This is the verse. Then by the Lord, okay. فورب السماء. Wow. The wow here is an article of قسم, is an article of oath. By the Lord of the heaven and the earth, it is the truth. The second article of oath is the letter ba in Arabic. الباء. Like for example in Surah Al-Qiyamah, the first verse in Surah Al-Qiyamah, لا أقسم بيوم القيامة, بي, this is a ba, meaning the ba, لا أقسم بيوم القيامة, yeah, the day of resurrection. This letter لا أقسم, the letter لا, this is not a negation of the قسم, of the oath, rather itself is a قسم, rather itself is an oath. Now يوم القيامة, the day of resurrection, القيامة, why it is called القيامة, why it is called القيامة, it is first because this is the day when people will be resurrected to their Lord, the Lord of all creation. Like in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, Allah says in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The verse 6 in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, the day when all mankind will stand before the Lord of Al-Alameen, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ, 83 verse 6. Secondly, it is because it is the day when justice will be established, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah الأنبياء 21:47, ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة, ليوم القيامة, and we shall set up balances of justice on the day of resurrection, يوم القيامة. So this is the second reason, and thirdly it is because it is the day when the witnesses will stand up, like in Surah Ghafir 51, verily we will indeed make victorious our messengers and those who believe, in this world life, and on the day when the witnesses will stand forth. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ يَقُومُ قِيَامَةِ. That's why this is the third reason why it is called يوم القيامة, the day of resurrection. Because in that day, on that day when witnesses will stand forth, يقوم الأشهاد. Like also in Surah Hud 11:18. And who does more wrong than he who invents a lie against Allah? Such will be brought before their Lord, and the witnesses will say, these are the ones who lied against their Lord. No doubt the curse of Allah is on the zalimeen. Also in 4:41, how will it be then when we bring from each nation a witness, and we bring you, O Muhammad, as a witness against these people? And other verses as well. The third article for Qasam, for the oath in the Quran, is the letter Ta. Like in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nahl 16:56, تَاللَّهِ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَمَّا كُنْتُمْ تَفْتَرُونَ. تَاللَّهِ, تَاللَّهِ, تَه. This is an article of Qasam, of oath. تالله, by Allah, you shall certainly be questioned about all that you used to fabricate. Now the basics with respect to the issue of Qasam, as to its presence or non-presence, is that the mentioning is that that by which one swears is mentioned, and this is abundant in the Quran, and it may be omitted. Like in Surah At-Takathur, for example, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Surah At-Takathur 102. Then on that day you shall be asked about the delight, shall be asked to see the omitted here, as to who is the one who you shall be asked by whom this is omitted. And this would mean, therefore, by Allah, you shall be asked about the delight in this world. So mostly you will find it mentioned, and in some cases you may find it omitted. Also regarding mentioning that which is sworn upon, abundantly in the Quran, it's the norm that it is mentioned. And it may be permitted to omit it in cases like, for example, in Surah Qaf, in the beginning of Surah Qaf 50, Qaf wal Quran al Majid. The matter sworn upon in this verse now is omitted. Qaf wal Quran al Majid. Qaf, by the glorious Quran. But by the glorious Quran what? Here there is an implication. Al-Muqsam alayh is omitted. That which is sworn upon is omitted. And its taqdeer, its implication of this missing structural part is that they will be destroyed. That they will be destroyed. By the glorious Quran they will be destroyed. Now, what is the benefit of the oaths in the Quran? What is the benefit of having the oaths in the Quran? There are two benefits. First benefit is making it known as to the greatness of the one, or that by which one swears, whom we swear by. This is the first benefit. Third benefit is making clear the importance of that which it is sworn upon, and that it is meant to emphasize, and therefore the oath is of relevance only in the following three situations. Number one, that the one or that which is sworn upon is of importance. Second, if the one being addressed is hesitant regarding the matter, then it is recommendable to emphasize by an oath, but it is not mandatory. Thirdly, if the one being addressed denies the matter, if the one being addressed denies the matter, and therefore it is fitting to make an oath in this respect. This covers, alhamdulillah, the matter concerning al-qasam, the oath, in the Quran.